time for a walk through the garden with Steve Stone. Every week, Steve will give us timely tips for caring for our plants. He'll answer your questions and give us expert advice. Now here's a walk through the garden with Steve Stone.
Good Saturday morning, and we are here talking with Steve Stone. Walk through the garden with Steve Stone. How are we doing today, Steve?
Doing really good.
All right. So what are we talking about this time?
Well, we've been talking an awful lot about bugs, so thought we'd kind of shift gears today and talk about some...
insects instead of bugs?
Some other more fun things with your, you know, landscaping. People, you know, tend to usually get pretty excited in the spring with their landscaping projects and mulching and, you know, putting annuals in. And then, you know, by this time of year, I guess some of the enthusiasm is kind of worn off. But, you know, as far as the planting goes, I know we're kind of coming into the heat of the summer, and we've had some really steamy days this last week. But there's still lots of things that can be planted, and landscaping can still be, you know, fun, and putting, you know, new plants, different types of plants in. Again, everybody seems to be excited about, you know, the flowering crab apples and the lilacs in the springtime when they're blooming, the service berries, the red buds. But there's so many really easy to grow and interesting and beautiful plants that you can add around your house and in the landscaping and in your landscape beds. Butterfly bush come to mind. There's lots of different varieties. And for us, butterfly bushes are kind of borderline hardy, in that I think they're hardy to a zone, I think, 6, and we're a zone 5. And so with a really severe winter, they will die down to the ground almost like a perennial. But in almost all cases, they'll come right back again the following spring. They're just going to die down. With a mild winter, they're going to do wonderful. Butterfly bushes have an incredible flower, and the colors range in the lavenders to real rich dark purples, pinks, mauve, just a lot of different white, lots of different colors. And as the name says, butterfly bush, it's absolutely amazing how many butterflies and hummingbirds that plant will attract. And it is, again, a plant that's going to be blooming for you in the heat of the summer, tolerates, you know, sun just fine, likes a sunny exposure, and just blooms consistently with absolutely, you know, no deadheading at all. Just continues to bloom all season or all summer for you. Also, the Rose of Sharon, which is kind of I've had some people tell me that's kind of an old-fashioned plant, and, you know, they don't like them, or there's better plants out there. I would have an argument against that. The Rose of Sharon's, Althea is the botanical name. The Rose of Sharon is, again, a tried-and-true plant. It's been around forever, very difficult to kill. They're real easy to grow. Lots and lots of different colors with the Rose of Sharon. You can get a single bloom, and sometimes the blooms are maybe almost the size of a tennis ball in diameter. There's, again, whites and pinks and lavenders, and there's blue colors. And again, there's different flowers, the single bloom, and then there's also double flowers, and the double flowers almost have kind of a carnation kind of a look to them with a real ruffly bloom. Forgot to mention on the butterfly bush, there's some varieties, like the common butterfly bush, can get quite big, and they can grow, you know, in one season from the ground. If they die back and they have a really healthy root system, they could literally grow 6 to 7 foot in just one growing season. And again, you kind of want to keep them pruned a little bit to keep them a little fuller so they don't get real straggly and long on you. But there are a bunch of new varieties out, like Lo and Behold, which are varieties that are short, dwarf, and compact, that's going to give you a little bit more easy to grow, easy to maintain, kind of a manicured look with a foundation planting. With the regular burning or regular butterfly bush, I wouldn't even probably recommend using it as a foundation planting against your house, because they can get very big very quick, but they really make a statement out in your lawn, in an island bed, or out someplace where they have a little bit more room to grow. Again, the amount of blooms that you're going to get on a plant is unbelievable. And again, no deadheading, and they just consistently rebloom pretty much all summer. You know, again, Rose of Sharon, another great fall flowering plant. Very, very, very long season of bloom. Both of these plants that I had mentioned are going to be dramatically longer flowering. The duration is going to be much longer than your crab apples or pears or red buds or all the things that bloom in the spring. So lots of good choices out there for summer. Of course, you can't talk about summer flowering plants without talking about hydrangeas. So many new varieties of hydrangeas coming out. All of them are kind of in the, you know, that white color palette, white to pink to mauve, and some of them kind of have a purpley blue color to the blooms. But again, you know, very, very, very easy to grow. I know in the past people have been a little bit afraid of hydrangeas because of soil pH, and there are varieties out there that are kind of fussy with our soil pH. We have a very heavy clay alkaline soil, and some varieties like a lot more acidic type of a soil. But the new varieties that are out nowadays are very tolerant of our clay soil and will bloom consistently for you all summer long. And again, there's a lot of varieties out there, and some of them, the flowers are absolutely enormous. There's one called Incredible, and the flowers are, I'm not going to say maybe the size of a volleyball, a little bit smaller maybe than a volleyball, but they really, really bloom spectacular.
That's pretty good size.
Yeah, they're
that's pretty good sized flower.
They're unbelievable, and again, just so many different varieties out there. And again, you know, really, you know, solid, consistent flowering through the heat of the summer. And there are some varieties that like shade. So if you have a shady exposure, east or north exposure, there's varieties of hydrangeas that will do well on a north exposure. There's also varieties that'll tolerate a full-on, you know, south or southwest exposure. They're pretty forgiving, and they're pretty tough. The oak leaf hydrangea, I've got a huge oak leaf hydrangea at home, and I really need to prune it because it's getting too big for where it's at, but it's blooming. It's just unbelievable, the flowers, and so I just can't bring myself to do any pruning and trimming on it right now, just because it's in full bloom and it just looks spectacular.
Yeah. So are these plants that you can that are good to plant now, even now?
Yeah, I mean, planting
probably
again,
be better in the spring or fall, but
people get apprehensive about planting, you know, in the summer. And for the most part, like all the plants that are on my list for today, usually are grown in containers, either, mm-hmm. you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 gallon containers. So the root systems are completely intact, you know, inside a container. And so, you know, purchasing those and planting them through the summer, as long as you're, you know, consistent with your watering in the summertime. Like, you know, earlier this week when we had, you know, some days that the air temperature was pushing, you know, 90, and the whatever they call that.
Feels like.
That's
what Channel 7 calls it.
Yeah, feels like temperature was over 100 degrees. Yeah, I mean, the plants obviously are going to need watered when they're immediately planted, but it doesn't take long for, you know, all the plants that I'm mentioning on my list, the Rose of Sharon, the hydrangeas, butterfly bush, spireas, potentilla, those are all plants that it's not going to take them very long to get established. Their root systems, again, are intact. If you start with a healthy plant, a healthy, well-watered, you know, nicely grown plant, it's going to, you can put it in your landscape, and within about you know, 3 or 4 weeks, it's going to, you know, maybe only need watered about once a week. And then again, all the varieties I've been talking about are, you know, super hardy. As far as once they get established, they won't need watered during the summertime. They'll, after about a year, they'll be, the root systems will be well enough established that they're not going to need a lot of care. So again, just plants that are going to give you a lot of color throughout the summer into the fall, and plants that, you know, things you can still be enjoying and planting this season. Because, like I said, it's, you know, the season for landscaping, it, I feel like, has always been people just have a belief that it's just in the spring. But as far as landscaping and planting and enjoying, you know, flowers coming and going and inviting, you know, birds and hummingbirds, songbirds and butterflies, you know, into your landscaping, that's something that you could work on all season long with, you know, using a real good variety of plants.
That's good.
So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Wow! Pre-event 50-50 raffle tickets for the 2021 Win on a Wall Bash are on sale now. Tickets can be purchased online only at wowraffle.com. Sales end on August 20th, and the winner will be drawn on Thursday, August 26th. The pre-event 50-50 is just part of the many ways you can win at this year's WOW Raffle, to be held August 27th and 28th, 2021, at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery.
Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio this Independence Day, as we will continue our tradition of presenting the reading of the Declaration of Independence as read by John F. Kennedy. We will broadcast this reading at the top of the hour at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on Independence Day.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Don't miss the reading of the full document of the Declaration of Independence by John F. Kennedy this Independence Day at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m., right here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Well, before the break, we were talking about different types of flowering plants that are going to be fun and colorful for the summertime. We left off on the oak leaf hydrangea, which is, again, an outstanding. But again, the oak leaf is a variety. Well, the regular oak leaf is a variety that gets pretty good size. It needs a little bit more room. But again, there are lots of dwarf varieties out now with oak leaf, and there's actually an oak leaf, and oak leaves are, up to this point, have been notorious not notorious, but are always known for a white flower. But there is some pink flowering oak leaves out there. I think one of them is called Blush. So again, new varieties almost every season with different flower colors. Again, just tremendous flowering and pretty easy care. Also with the hydrangeas, those are a plant, almost all the varieties that I can think of. Once they're done flowering, the blooms don't shatter. The blooms actually hold on to the plant. And so they'll lose their color. Like if they're white, sometimes they go kind of a real dark mauvey pink. And then a lot of times they'll go either kind of a light tan brown or sometimes more of a darker tan brown. But those flowers will stay all winter long. And so I never trim the hydrangeas back, the ones around my house, until spring, because in the winter time it just gives you some really neat structure and neat winter interest with the blooms still hanging on. And so again, just a plant that it looks nice pretty much, you know, all seasons. Another great summer, consistent summer flowering woody plant would be the potentilla. The potentilla blooms a yellow flower about the size of a quarter, real rich, bright yellow in color, about the size of a quarter. There are also varieties that bloom white, and there's a variety out there that blooms pink. And so, again, the potentillas are a good, consistent flowering, summer flowering shrub. Now, the potentillas are a plant that you definitely need to prune occasionally, because left unpruned, they tend to get kind of wiry and kind of long and laggy looking. And so, again, once a season, at least kind of shaping them up and trimming them back maybe by a third promotes a lot more dense, rounded plant. Again, left unpruned, they can get a little... They don't get huge. They're not like they're going to take over the house, but they just get a little wiry and a little loose, and they just don't look that great. But again, flowering is very, very, very consistent year in and year out. You're going to have outstanding color using something like that. And then the smoke bush, again, is a plant that the foliage is spectacular spring through fall, because it has a very velvety, dark, kind of a purple, burgundy color to the leaves. And again, soft to the touch and looks almost like velvet. I mean, the foliage is really interesting. And then smoke bush, the name comes from when it blooms in the summertime, the flowers are kind of delicate and dainty and kind of hang on top of the plant, almost like there's a cloud or cloak of smoke over top of the plant. And again, that is the regular variety of a smoke bush can get actually quite large, probably 10 to 12 foot, which obviously we would never use as a foundation planting. But there are dwarf varieties of the smoke bush that are be perfectly fine, you know, up close to the house as a foundation type planting. So again, a lot of really interesting, colorful flowering shrubs. There's also even more and more and more different types of perennial flowers that are going to be very consistent and easy to grow to give you summer color. Catmint or Nepeta is a really outstanding summer flowering perennial. Blooms consistently pretty much all summer long. The foliage, if you cut it, touch it, step on it, or trim it, has a real strong fragrance to it that kind of reminds you of like an herb. Blooms a lavender flower, kind of has a silvery green foliage, blooms a real light lavender flower. Again, very consistent growing, easy to grow, very consistent flowering. Crane's bill is another really consistent flowering perennial. Different colors again in the lavenders and pinks and whites. Summer flowering, beautiful foliage, and almost kind of has a ferny kind of a look to the foliage. So even when it's not in bloom, the foliage still looks extremely good. But again, just plants that you're going to have an easy time with getting color, and again, getting color in the heat of the summer. Of course, there's daylilies are very consistent, easy to grow. Lots of different colors with the daylilies, and there's repeat flowering ones. The regular common daylilies, the name comes from day lily in that the flowers, when they open, will typically only last a day. The new varieties that are out there are going to consistently rebloom, and a lot of those, like Stella de Oro, Purple de Oro, and Happy Returns, are all reblooming varieties that are more compact, a little shorter, a lot more consistent flowering than like the tall, laggy ones that you can remember growing in the side ditches. The daylilies are outstanding perennial for great summer color in your landscaping. Of course, natives for our area that are going to be super consistent as far as flowering goes would be the coneflower, echinacea. Again, I could spend I could teach a two-hour course on coneflower and how many different new varieties there are. It's staggering, mind-boggling, the different colors that are out there. The common purple coneflower to me has kind of a pink color to the flower, kind of a dark purpley pink color, but definitely pink, and more pink than purple, but it's called purple coneflower. And again, very consistent flowering. Now that can be kind of a tall perennial, so you want to give it some room to grow. Some of those varieties can get 28 to probably as tall as maybe 36 inches. And so you definitely need to give those some room, but that is a native perennial, and it was very common years ago on the Ohio prairies. And so the coneflowers are usually very resistant to disease and insects, and they do extremely well. Also, the Rudbeckia, Black-Eyed Susan, is another native that is, you know, again, super consistent. The Black-Eyed Susans are the ones that have the really dark, rich golden yellow color to the flower with a black center or cushion right in the middle. Again, you can plant them, intermingle them with the cone flowers, and the texture and color, seasons of bloom, growth habit, everything kind of really meshes well with the cone flower and the Rudbeckia. And I guess that's because Mother Nature put them together,
yeah,
side by side. So they like each other, and so they grow consistently with each other. And there's nothing any prettier than, you know, a big patch of coneflower or coneflowers and Rudbeckia. I guess the negative probably to the Rudbeckia is that it does self-seed. So if you have a spot or two where you've planted them, they're not shy in that next season you might have four plants, and then the following season you might have 8 or 10 plants, and they may not even be where you planted them, because they will self-seed. And I kind of have them growing all over at home, and I just have a hard time killing or pulling or removing them. I feel like if Mother Nature put it where it is and I didn't, who am I to take it out? Which is irritating sometimes to my wife, because she thinks I need to take them out. But
some of these, on all these plants you've been talking about, and you talked a little bit earlier about zones, are most of these, or all of them, or none of them, plants you should definitely get from a nursery instead of a Home Depot or Lowe's or something, because a lot of times they'll have it grown in a different zone, or are they kind of...
Well, I'm always going to recommend buying your plants from a local, you know, nursery, a local nursery professional. I know we painstakingly look for the best quality that we can find as far as plants grow, and growers. You know, there's different growers out there. Some of them are more expensive, some are less expensive. We work with a grower over by Marysville, and of course, he's an OSU graduate. He's an OSU horticulture graduate. And we get all of our perennials. If we don't grow them ourselves, we'll get our perennials from him. Outstanding quality, good price. I mean, they're cheaper prices out there, but he's consistent with his crops are always impeccable. The quality is impeccable. at his selection is usually very good. So we always buy, you know, from local, you know, I had mentioned in previous shows, we don't buy anything that's, you know, farther than about 100 mile from the seed source. Because, yeah, I mean, you certainly can get perennials that might be grown in Tennessee, or plants, especially woody shrubs that might be grown in McMinnville, Tennessee, which is kind of middle Tennessee. And you bring those plants up here, and, you know, that's a completely different zone, completely different soil type than what we have. And so consistency and how the plants thrive and survive and take off can certainly make a big difference from seed source, from where you get the plants from.
And that goes for basically all the things you've been talking about today.
Oh, most definitely.
And probably anything else?
Well, the ones that probably would be less fussy about that would be the perennials, would probably be a little bit less fussy about that. Woody plants for sure, and especially trees, I would never buy those from a Tennessee nursery. Again, they would be cheaper. But consistency, growth rate, growth habit, everything about them, I just feel that we're just too far away from what I call the seed source, from where they were normally
completely
grown.
Different type of soil, completely different type of
temperatures, are the big thing.
Yep.
We're zone 5 through here. If you get down into Cincinnati starts zone 6, and zone 6 goes down into, you know, Kentucky, obviously. You get north of us into Michigan, and you'll, you know, I think northern, even middle to northern Michigan, you drop down to like a zone 4. And so, yeah, if you're looking to buy plants, all that information should be on a tag in the container. It tells you botanical name, common name, growth rate, height, and then it tells you what zone hardiness it is. And so, again, that can help you make a good decision, you know, by reading those tags and buy a plant that you know is going to survive in our area. So, again, you know, as far as the perennials go, Shasta daisies are blooming spectacular right now. Yarrow, Russian sage, those are all plants that, again, are going to give you unbelievable summer interest, summer color. And then, again, you know, the Russian sage, again, is great for pollinators like bees, hummingbirds are going to be there working those flowers. And the cone flowers, those have a big bloom on them, kind of with a big cushion center to them. And that center cushion area is where there's actually the ovaries that will produce seed. And then if you don't trim those down, which a lot of people immediately, once things are done flowering, like to deadhead, I never deadhead the cone flowers because those seeds are actually pretty desirable for finches. Oh. And so when they're ripe or harden off, mm-hmm. And the flowers are still standing, when you get into mid to late fall, you'll have finches out in your coneflower beds like crazy. You get out there, you don't see them, you usually don't pay a lot of attention to them, but if you walk too close or drive your mower by them, they just take off and scare the living daylights out of you. But that's, again, you know, another cool reason to grow coneflower, because, again, you're going to be growing, you know, finch food or finch seed that they're going to get into and eventually find and feed on. So just some really cool ideas to get the juices flowing. So you need to keep on working. You just don't landscape in the spring. You landscape all spring, summer, and fall.
Yep. So let's take a break and we'll kind of come back and wrap stuff up.
Yep.
Does that work?
Yep.
All right. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Steve Stone with Nature's Green. Please give us a call or stop out at our Fort Recovery location at 2335 State Route 119 for any and all of your landscaping needs. We have a great selection of trees, shrubs, perennials, and we certainly have mulch and different types of stone, aggregate stone and decorative stone. If you're thinking about changing your mulch to a decorative type of a gravel, we have everything you need to help you along with that project. And of course, we've got the expertise and the great people out there that can help your landscaping project move along, whether you want it done by us or you want to take care of it yourself, a do-it-yourselfer type of a project. We certainly are here to help in any way we can. Our number is 419-375-2322. Give us a call at Nature's Green.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage.
Independence Day weekend is coming up, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your cookout. And their all-you-can-buy no-limit meat sale is continuing for another week. Their great prices continue on well-trimmed steaks, $9.99 a pound for ribeye, New York strip, and flat iron steaks, and T-bones are just $8.99 a pound. Swaggerty brats are $3.99 a package, Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and 1 pound frozen salmon fillets are just $6.99, and be sure to grab some hamburger, patties or loose, already packaged and ready to go in their grab-and-go meat section. And don't forget to grab the fixins for your big cookout. Fresh vegetables, baked beans, potato salad, chips and dips, pop, beer, wine, they have it all. Head to Wayne Street Market and stock up now so you're ready for your Independence Day party. Wayne Street Market will be closed on July 5th so their employees can enjoy the holiday with their families. The National Night Out, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department, will be held on Sunday evening, July 18th at Ambassador Pool and Community Park from 5 to 8 p.m. This will be a free event for all Fort Recovery area families, and children under 12 will need to be accompanied by an adult. There will be free food and drinks and free swimming. Our police cruisers will be there, along with the Southwest Mercer fire truck and the Squad 3 ambulance. Come on up to Ambassador Pool and be part of the National Night Out, Sunday, July 18th from 5 to 8, sponsored by the Fort Recovery Police Department.
Hi, this is Jeff Hobbs, the voice of Triple D Entertainment and the King of Ohio, Ohio's best demolition derby show. July 2, 3, and 4 at the Allen County Fairgrounds in Lime, Ohio. Single day or weekend passes are available. Camping, fireworks, fun for the kids, a country concert, and yes, the best demolition derby action in America. Tickets are available at TripleDEntertainmentLLC.com. Get on with your life after COVID-19 and make this a family fun weekend. July 2, 3, and 4 in Lima, Ohio, as we crown the true kings of the derby world.
We're back on Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone, and we've been talking about some various flowers, mostly, or flowering shrubs, that you don't have to just plant in the spring.
Yep. Try to, when we do, you know, landscape designs and landscape layouts for people, you know, always try to take all three seasons or even four seasons into account. Because again, you want something kind of flowering and something going on spring, summer, and fall. And then there's a lot of plants, like I had mentioned, the hydrangeas, ornamental grasses, certain varieties of trees can give you some beautiful winter interest with the way the branching habit is, the bark, the fruit that might be like crab apples. There's varieties of crab apples that the fruit will hang on the plant even after the leaves have fallen. So some beautiful red fruit hanging on the tree all winter long. Plants, again, that kind of can make something look nice or give you some nice winter interest, as well as, you know, again, something that's going to look good basically all season. By all means, if you have ideas or questions for topics, please email me, text me, call me. Email the radio station, and look forward.
Our email is fortrecoveryradio@outlook.com, and you can ask a question through us, or you can ask directly to Steve. Yep, it may be something that you may already know the answer to, but you think might be of interest to other people.
Sure.
It's steve@naturesgreennursery.com.
Yep, all small letters, steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Email me, you know, any kind of ideas, suggestions, or questions you might have, and certainly would look forward to reading that, and then we can talk about it on air.
Yeah. So, again, thank you for stopping in, and we'll see you again next Saturday morning on A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us again this week for A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. If you have a gardening question you'd like Steve to answer, just email him at steve@naturesgreennursery.com and he'll answer it on a later show. Be sure to join us again next week for A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone.